Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM? I let them get out the door. I thought, here we go. Right, where's the keys? They've either hidden
the keys.
Took the keys, yeah. And I've looked everywhere.
Childish.
But what she forgot was, I know where I hide a lawnmower key, the sit-on key.
Oh.
Yeah, so get that, lift the blade up. Bosh, away we go. Golf club.
Did you really do it?
Yeah. But you got to be careful because I had to go on the road for a little bit and you're not allowed.
What did she say when she caught you?
She went, where have you been? I said, I've been cutting grass. Hello, I'm Alan Brazil at the London Bridge Hotel. And it's time for another debrief. I'm alongside the Gabster, Gabby Bonnehor. Gabby, how the hell are you? What are you drinking?
So, Alan, I'm off the booze because I've had that much sangria for 4 days. I can't think of another alcoholic drink for a few days.
Well, I can understand why you're off the booze. You're drinking that crap.
Don't you like sangria?
No.
Kiva sangria?
I used to when I was like 15, for God's sake.
Oh, is that you're drinking underage?
My first trip to Benidorm.
What about you, Al? What are you drinking, mate?
A little Italian liqueur called Moretti.
Is that your favourite beer? Or?
No. But I like my Peroni. But I've got a little lunch later on to do, so I'm just livening up, to be honest.
So, what's your favourite beer?
My favourite beer
Corona.
Would be Guinness at Cheltenham, or a chilled Peroni. That's what I like.
Chilled?
Yeah, it's got to be cold.
Has to be chilled, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be cold. So, Gab, you went viral last week. All right. After enjoying some champagne. Now, this is shocking.
Ugh.
Following the Blues, Birmingham City's relegation. That is shocking. Are they letting you back into second city? I would be careful how you, Gab. Are you now barred from, Solihull or?
It's my city, Al. Like, of course I'm not barred from my own city. Majority of the city is Villa fans as well.
What a load of tosh.
You don't think so?
No.
Are you joking?
Sandwell and all these places.
Sandwell? That's Walsall.
Is it? Well, where's...
Solihull, you mean?
No, you numpty. Where's it near St Andrews?
St Andrews, Smallheath.
Smallheath, that's the one. Where the Peaky Blinders are from.
Al, you know what made it worse for them fans is that I had a nice little bet on Birmingham City to win. So...
What?
I won a
you
big
can't
bet.
Do that.
Yeah, I did. I won a big bet on Birmingham City winning, and they got relegated. So it was
that's
a win-win.
Shocking.
It was a win-win. So I went over to the old Marks and Spencer's, got a bottle of Moët, the old 50 quid.
I think you've been down to watch the Switzerland as well. I see on your left wrist.
Opened the champagne now, and it was a good day. Birmingham City going down. Very good for the.
That's poor.
I know. Jeff Stelling actually moaned.
Well,
they'll all
be smashing plates tonight, won't they? You know, with the Villa over in Athens.
I know, in Athens, yes.
So you don't regret it?
No, I don't regret it. It was a fun day. Also, whilst I'm on holiday, Manchester United getting thumped 4-0. That was very funny. was a goal going in every 20 minutes, weren't there? Yeah. That was fun to see. So it's been a very eventful week, Al.
Gab, eventful week. You've just come back. You're bronzed. You've been in Mallorca.
Mallorca, yes.
Or is it Dubai? Yeah, but did someone say to me, when you go to Dubai, you take your own food?
What?
Tin of beans, is it?
What? Yeah, I take my own fish. What do you mean?
Someone says you take a tin of beans over to Dubai.
No, Mallorca, though, Adam, was very, very nice, mate. It was
because 25% of Brits, they take with them on holiday beans. Can you believe that?
Baked beans.
How sad are they?
What do you mean? Take their own beans? Why are there no beans?
Tins of beans.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They miss their beans on toast and stuff like that.
Do you take some to put in your place in Marbella?
No, I take bubbly.
You take bubbly with you?
Yeah, duty free. Yeah, a couple of bottles, a nice Bollinger. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, when you get there, get it on ice and just start the
holiday. Why can't you just get it from over there?
No, because it's cheaper.
Oh.
You can get two for one over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're two and duty free. You pick the right stuff. You go over there rather than pay extortionate prices.
What's your problem with sangria? Has it affected you? You don't like it?
Funny enough, I was in Mallorca when I was a kid and I ended up on the beach. And it was who can drink the most. And there was a massive square and I had this old German.
Okay.
And I slaughtered him. You know, with them flagoons of wine, it was sangria filled in it. You just keep drinking it and drinking it and drinking it. And I done them, you know, but afterwards I thought I'm not drinking that again.
But you don't think it's a summery drink when you're on holiday?
No, Pimm's and Lemonade summer drink, not sangria.
Pimm's.
You must have had a Pimm's.
I've had a Pimm's before, yeah. I do like a Pimm's.
Lovely.
So you got any holidays planned, Al?
I have, and in a few weeks' time I'll be slipping over to Malaga.
Why slipping?
Just slipping on the plane.
You're going about Jill or something? Eh? What do you mean slipping?
No, Jill's coming. Okay. Jill's coming. In fact, my grandkids are coming as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It sounded good at the time when you invite them. You think, oh, no. Through the airport, getting on the plane. Ging-gong. We like a smarty.
Is that what they call you?
Yeah. And the little one calls
King Kong. King Kong?
No, Ging-gong.
Oh.
And the little one, my other daughter's little one, calls me Gong-gong.
Well, do any of them call you Baz? Because that's your nickname, isn't it?
No, that's my school friends.
Okay, they call you Bazza.
Yeah.
I can't take that seriously. Why? Baz, your name's Alan Brazil, not...
Well, they call you Gobby Gabby, but I don't say anything about it.
Not Barry. Your name isn't Barry. In a previous episode, Alan, of the debrief, you told the story of one of your neighbours gardening naked.
Oh, I've got to be careful.
Did you know, Alan, that it's technically not illegal to be in the buff in public? Really? Really? You can walk around naked? Because it's hot today.
The old naturalists over there.
But you just walk around naked?
Yeah, but Gabby...
But how does it offend someone?
Gabby, this was down my lanes.
Okay.
Without walking Hugo.
What happened?
And there was someone there. I thought, what's going on over there? The problem was he was leaning over, weeding.
What, he or she?
He.
Okay.
And the old Niagaras are swinging. You can see his Farmer Joe's. I thought, no, this is not right. This is not correct. No.
Well, why not, though, Al?
I'd put me off my walk.
Did it? It's very common in Spain.
A good.
And Germany.
I'm talking about Suffolk, not Spain.
So it's not something that you...
Well, the guy was about 90 as well. Do you know what I mean? It was like a couple of peas and that. And a green bean.
For God's sake. I feel like if you're in your own garden, you should be able to. I don't agree with, like, in public, but your own garden...
You walk about with no gear on, your kids are walking about.
No, I mean, like, if you haven't got kids and you're in your own garden, you and your missus, how are you going to tan all the parts of your body out?
No, I still don't like that gap, no.
But people want to tan everywhere, Al. The old bottom, you know what I mean?
Well, what's the point
of
that?
Butt.
No one can see it.
But how do you know? Your partner might want to see a tan bum.
No, she doesn't. Trust me.
For God's sake, what are we doing? So, Alan, here's one for you, pal. If England or Scotland reach the Euro semi-finals this summer, pubs can stay open till 1 a.m. Do you think this is a good idea, or could this be carnage on the streets in the early hours?
Carnage in the streets, without a doubt.
Carnage, because, that, isn't it? Who's made that rule?
People just can't behave themselves. Do you know what I mean? What's the point? You can have a few babies and be happy, merry, sing. You don't want
people
want to
fight,
do
yeah.
you? No, it's ridiculous.
It's
honestly.
Only the
and I hate to say it, but there'll be trouble in Germany.
100%.
It's going to be warm over there, and German beer is stronger than what we are used to. It's different.
Have we got security?
It will kick off.
Oh. I'll be getting chased by every fan that I've ever hammered.
Well, all the
Leeds, Birmingham, Man United.
Yeah,
I'll be getting chased from all corners. I'll be like, Emma, protect me. Millwall Joe would have to protect me with his guitar.
The Bosch, Tom Skinner.
You'd have he'd be selling
Skinner.
Something.
Yeah.
Well, when you need him, he'd be selling something. Like,
you'd have the Bosch there. He can punch. I've seen him on the machine. Joe Ampler, I wouldn't trust with a machine gun. He couldn't fight sleep. And if he was your private guard, I'd say just beat me up now.
David Richards would be a good one. You know why? He can offer people shifts. If they're trying to beat me
Dave,
up.
Dave Richards can throw what?
Can he really?
He can throw a party.
Who else? Jim Whitehall?
I don't know. Is Jim going there? I have no idea.
Yeah, he's going, I think.
I think Cundy could be a bit punchy, I think.
Yeah.
Forget H and J. Jesus, right? Imagine them two in the trenches.
I know.
I hate Dad's army.
You are right, though. 1 a.m. Like, I could just imagine... pub over the road, 1 a.m. Imagine the carnage.
No.
Police everywhere. Be chaos, wouldn't it?
It's a shame, really, because see, the problem is, you English, Gabby, have caused so much havoc around the world years ago that all these thugs.
What do you mean, years ago?
All these thugs, different. I think England.
Are we going over 100 years, or are you talking like
all the thugs come out of the woods now to have a go at the English? That's the problem.
It happened in Russia, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
Didn't happen in Russia?
No, they were scared of the Russians. Russian police, you don't mess about with that.
No, Qatar was good, though. There was no trouble.
Well, again, they don't
everyone was scared.
About
yeah, you're scared.
They bang you up and they forget about your court appearance. And that's the way
I remember how, like, they said,
bang out of order it should be.
They said you could drink in the hotels, some of the restaurants in Qatar, but I was that scared because of you just got told before you went you can't drink, that everyone behaved over there, but...
Yeah, but it's like Dubai, if you know where... You go in a top hotel and you behave yourself, you've no problem.
Yeah, they're fine, aren't they? You're
just
right.
don't flaunt the law. You know, don't take the mickey. Mm. What their customs are, abide by them. There's no problem then if you
well,
do that.
Hopefully as well, teams don't mix. You know, countries. So, for instance, Scotland and England fans, hopefully they're not playing in a similar area because that would kick off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Scotland. And
it would, wouldn't it?
Again, yeah, definitely.
Wouldn't it, after a few drinks, imagine? Scottish fans mixing with England fans, not going to go down well.
Germans, but it's not just
French.
Them, no. You've got, I wouldn't say the French, Gab.
PSG fans, no.
In Paris, yeah, but not away
not
from
not over
home.
There, no.
But you've got the Dutch, they love a bevy.
They do, don't they?
And they love a fight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyway, we shouldn't be talking about that.
No. Hopefully everyone behaves.
Football,
and,
yeah. And it's going to be, I think it's wide open. I think Portugal... I think Germany will do a lot better than what people think. France, of course. England, of course.
What about Scotland, Al? What are you expecting?
What
0 points?
I think Germany... Excuse me?
Minus 10 goal difference,
I
0 points.
I think Germany... I think... Well, is it... You mean Neupois?
Yeah, Yeah.
No, that's that weirdo who's in the Eurovision. What a disgrace that was.
Oh,
what?
What
a disgrace.
Oh, let's get into this, Al. We
might
get cancelled.
Song contest.
Yeah.
What an absolute disgrace. You make me dizzy from the kisses.
Will you take my hand and spin me? What did you think of Ollie?
Just, I wouldn't chuck 10p if he was busking out there in his pot. Absolute joke.
So he wasn't a fan?
How he meant he win the Eurovision with that clown?
Yeah. So he wasn't happy with his song choice?
Everything about it. The video, the song, the lot. Garbage. Absolute garbage.
What was wrong with the video?
I didn't enjoy it.
So you're not going to watch your visa song contest?
No chance.
It used to be good when we was younger, didn't it?
Well, ABBA.
Was it ABBA?
Go back to
Waterloo, what else was in
yeah.
it? Was it Blue? Blue did it. Yeah,
but way before that, we used to win it all the time. Yeah, Boom Bang A Bang, Lulu.
You what?
Had,
who?
Boom, bang, a bang.
Who
Lulu.
Were they?
Lulu, Glasgow Girl. But soon you will find that there comes a time for making your mind up. Yeah, we had some good ones. We had there's more than that, loads more. Yeah, they were good. See, that's a fun song for Eurovision, not a bunch of weirdos.
And as well, Al, it's all mad voting, isn't it? Eurovision song contest. England gets shit votes.
The video's full of people touching each other up. You know, it's just ridiculous. The video.
What's happened, Al?
Well, they're running their hands over each other. And like, get off! It's a song, you.
After seeing this video, that's it.
I wouldn't bother if I were you, Gab.
Oh God! Did they do that when they performed?
Yeah, it was on the other night, wasn't it?
Wow.
My missus said, what a disgrace.
Yeah, it's too much, isn't it?
That I went, phew, turn off.
Yeah, I'm with you, mate. Put on the gentleman, isn't it, Al? Ray Winston. That's TV.
Yeah.
Proper. The governor. Irons. West Ham. So, Alan, the Virgin Radio hosts Dick and Dom are turning the bungalow.
They're Tom and Dick, but I'm not Dick and Dom.
They're turning the bungalow from their BAFTA winning show into a boozer. Do you think turning the breakfast studio from Talksport into a pub would be a great money spinner?
No, I've done all that. I've done it with Pub Talk, with Parlour. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. We had Noel Gallagher, okay. Vinnie Jones. We had Tyson
Fury.
Oh,
yeah, that podcast you've done.
Fantastic, yeah. It was. Really was. But anyway, we'd done our first series and there was no second series. It was going out to Indonesia, so I don't know if there was something touchy about, you know, booze and stuff like that. I don't know.
Did they stop doing it?
But they obviously paid big money for the guests, not for me and Ray, but for the guests. Okay. They must have paid a hell of a lot of money. But that was great fun doing it.
In fact, you enjoyed it?
When I stop at my local garage on the way home between Colchester and Ipswich, Okay. Guy always said to me, serving me, he always says, when are you doing the next... You know, the next version of Pub Talk. When's the next series come out? I said, I don't think it is. He was devastated.
Was he devastated? Mm. I remember listening to one of them. Very good.
Yeah, it was great fun. I loved doing it.
You crack me up, you
did. On the banks of the Thames. Why?
Al, so the listeners want to hear about this cruise ship that you saw yesterday by the Gun.
Lovely. So the Gun is down on the Thames on the Isle of Dogs opposite...
I didn't see your medication, you know that?
What?
I didn't see your medication. Have you got video proof?
Opposite the O2.
Okay.
And some big ones come up, and they either moor off Greenwich.
Okay.
Or around there. Some come further up, but the big ones can't. And the tugs bring them in and then spin them round.
The tides?
Eh?
The what?
No, they spin the ships round.
Oh, okay.
So they sail in, and then they'll stop, and the tugs will spin them round. So when everyone gets back on after a few days... straight out on the tide.
What was everyone doing on the ship?
They're waving at us. We were on the balcony having a few pints.
There's Alan drinking.
Yeah, waving at us. Thumbs up and give us a drink. That was lovely. Really, it was beautiful weather as well.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it?
The Thames was like a lake. It was just still. It was beautiful.
I did see one of the presenters, Bianca. She was on one. Virgin Voyages. Bianca Westwood, yeah. And like, it just looked windy. Like every video she took, it was like it's been blown away on board. I don't think I want to be stuck in this middle of the sea, Al, would you?
Is she present for Virgin, is she?
No. She's Virgin Voyage Cruise around the Caribbean.
Yeah, Bianca's all right. I don't think on the breakfast show.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be like stuck out in the sea, mate. Imagine you see someone annoying that you can't get rid of.
Well, that happens.
See him every day.
Yeah.
By the pool.
Nah, I'm more Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm as well.
Caribbean cruise. Yeah, or a med. I wouldn't mind doing a med. Because 1 week's enough for me. 7 or 8 days enough.
Yeah, too much. You're due a Caribbean, aren't you, Al? You're working too hard.
Jill's gone off it, but I think come...
Is that because you know everyone at the bar, you said?
Well, she reckons I know everyone, but I don't know. Just people like to say hello, that's all. There's nothing wrong with that.
And she wants to go to, remember you saying Mauritius?
Oh, Thailand. No chance.
You don't fancy Al?
No chance.
What if she booked it behind your back? Would you go?
No, it's too far.
Yeah, well, on them fantasies that you have, you'll be fine.
No. That's too far.
This guy. You'll be absolutely fine, Al. You'll be fine, mate. You'll be fine. Try new things.
Hello.
You should do, mate. You can't keep going Marbella. Go to Mauritius, to Thailand, Bali.
I'm a man of simple pleasures.
If you go to Bali, you can go on them.
I know where my best restaurants are. I know the best beaches. I'm happy with that. Really happy.
But Al, if you went to Bali, you can see the elephants.
I'm not going to Bali. Bali's near this. It's 4 hours from Perth. It's too far.
Is it?
Yes.
Max went to Bali.
All the Aussies who live in Perth, the Brits, go to Bali on holiday.
Well, we've got a friend that work, Max. He went to Bali.
Max who?
Mac Management Max. He went to Bali and he was riding elephants with his wife. So it's
was
nice.
He?
Yeah.
You can do that at Colchester Zoo. You don't have to go 19 hours on a plane.
Mr. Brazil.
Yes.
Have your attention, sir. The first series of Jeremy Clarkson's Farm is the most popular show at the moment, with over 10 million views on Amazon. Once you get your vineyard underway, do you think you could rival his diddly squat farm?
Funny you should say that. I just had a message on my phone today.
Oh, really?
My vine man wants to come and measure up and do some sample soils.
Really? So you're going to go ahead with
soil samples? I don't know. Jill's against it. No.
She's against everything that you like.
I know. But that's why I've been married 45 years, because, you know, opposites attract, don't they, Gavin?
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that true, Max?
Don't ask Max. He's only been married a few weeks. See that thumbprint on his forehead? I wouldn't be asking him anything.
So do you reckon you'll get it done? Vineyard?
I don't know. It's a bit of hard work, you know. You got to look after them. But our soil is very similar, believe it or not, in Suffolk to Champagne in France.
Oh, really?
Mm.
To be fair, though, you work really hard now. You're 3 days a week. You don't get the time to do anything else. You're working too hard as it is.
Gabby, how many days do you do? Just two, is it, again?
Two's a lot. I've got loads of kids to see.
No, yeah, you don't see them.
I don't see them.
I'm thinking about it. I think it'd be a good hobby.
Of course, yep.
It'd be a good hobby. But would you drink it all? I think it works out about 16 quid a vine. So it depends how many acres you got. But my neighbour in the local pub, which you'll meet soon,
okay,
when you come down for my birthday, and we do a broadcast
there.
He's got 25 acres.
25 acres?
Yeah. And he's got all the vines planted.
I think you should do it, Al. Why not, mate?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of wildlife in my garden, Gab. I've got a deer there at the moment. He strolls about as if he owns the place. Seriously, Jill was out there cutting the grass. He just walked past and looked at her. You know, keep the noise down and walked off.
Jill cutting the grass?
Yeah. What? No, I'm on the sit on. She's on the push one. Cut the beers. Boom. No problem. I'm out there for 2.5 hours.
No, dog. Imagine it's fun on the one you drive round. That would be fun.
No, it's not.
I'd enjoy that.
When you first get it, afterwards.
After
it's
a bit, you can't be bothered.
No, it's boring. Sit-ons are a very important tool, Gab.
Okay.
Because you know what it's like when your house points are low and you're not going to the pub. You're not going. I said, what do you mean I'm not going? It's just because you're not. We're going out. If you go up there, you're up there for 6 hours on your own. You're not going. So anyway, I let them get out the door. I thought, here we go. Right, where's the keys? They've either hidden the keys.
Took
the keys, yeah. And I've looked everywhere.
Childish.
But what she forgot was, I know where I hide a lawnmower key, the sit-on key.
Oh.
Yeah, so get that, lift the blade up. Bosh, away we go. Golf club.
Did you really do it?
Yeah. But you got to be careful, because I had to go on the road for a little bit and you're not allowed.
What did she say when she caught you?
She went, where have you been? I said, cutting grass. Yeah,
oh, brilliant.
So, you know, you got a plan B, Gab. Simple as that.
Yep. Expect nothing less, Al.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flimsy stands slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's ArmOdillo.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo. Built to last. Designed to impress.
So we got pressed of the day? You got a lunch?
I've got to go and see a few people. I'm meeting old Chicken Biryani, Ronnie Irani. I'm seeing him later on.
Okay.
And another friend of mine is flying in from Jersey in the next 20 minutes. I'll see
to
him.
To see you?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. You're popular, aren't you?
No, he's a tax advisor. No, he's not, actually. He lives in Jersey. No, he lives in Jersey. And he's come just to say hello.
Lovely.
He's got to go north. It's his daughter's birthday or something. So he said, I'll pop in first, which is great. He'll fly into Gatwick, jump the train, and come and see us for a quick drink.
Lovely,
and I've
mate.
Got to go meet some people. I've got a nice day, real nice day, and then tomorrow, Friday.
You've got another busy day tomorrow evening?
Tomorrow night, yeah, we're doing a little theatre, me, Ray, and Perry Groves.
Oh, so lovely, Perry, yeah.
That'd be nice, that's in London somewhere, I don't know where.
Okay, you don't know where?
Don't know where, not yet, I'll find out tomorrow, don't worry, I won't be walking around theatre land saying, I'm on.
Brilliant.
Oh, Gab. Right, anyway, I hope you get slaughtered on the train going home.
Birmingham fans,
what you said about them.
They wouldn't dare.
Right, that was the debrief. With myself and Gabby at Bon Lahore, you can listen to all the previous episodes on the TalkSport app or whatever you normally get your good podcast from. I'm on TalkSport Breakfast from 6 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday and Friday mornings. So see you next week for another debrief.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.